Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
I'm Jim Cramer, and you're about to hear a sample taken directly from today's CNBC Investing Club morning meeting.
I think the brown shoots that you have been pointing to, well, they surfaced today with the GDP number.
Yes.
That was much softer than expected, and increasingly as a concern, too, the prices, price index,
right,
so much hotter than expected.
So what we don't have, what we were hoping for, and this is something my friend Michael Sembles put out yesterday at JP Morgan, we were hoping that we would have a disinflation growth spurt. Instead, we're having an inflation lack of growth spurt.
Right.
That's the brown shoots. So it means that the Fed, as my friend Matt Horween was saying, the Fed needs help. You can't just be the Fed because the Fed's raised rates and it hasn't tamped inflation. So what you have is a situation where people say, you know what? I don't like the 10-year. The 10-year is the barometer for everything we just said. So, I mean, whatever the 10-year says is in charge. That's one of the reasons why I said last night on the show, I don't like the market because I don't like to have a bond in charge of my stocks.
Right. And then you have the 10-year selling off, meaning up in yields in reaction to it. Some concerns about stagflation. We'll have another auction later today. And then, of course, PCE deflator tomorrow.
Right. But the 7-year's not that attractive.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's a great piece of paper because you don't want to lock yourself in at that low rate.
Meanwhile, we are seeing a lot of disappointing reactions to earnings. There are some pockets of green, but I think Meta, kind of the poster child of today.
Well,
but
can
the
we
quarter,
talk about Meta?
Yeah, of course, because the quarter itself is actually pretty good.
Yeah,
revenue beat 27% year over year, pretty darn good.
But lowered the next quarter's growth.
Right, and earnings beat expectations, but the revenue guide, the midpoint, was lighter than expectations. The stock was priced for a blowout.
Yeah,
up
now
40%.
It was down 75 at one point. It's making a comeback.
Yeah.
I don't trust the comeback, just so people know. However, we downgraded the stock at 490. We sold some stock.
We sold some stock at 490, which was a disciplined sale because it was such a large percent of the portfolio, and that's what we do. When a stock outperforms, becomes a big weighting, we trim unemotionally 490.
Right.
Good sale.
And that was yesterday when I gave that lesson about discipline. This is from Karen Cramer. Discipline trumps conviction. When we worked together, I would always be very excited about a stock, and the stock would go up huge, and she'd be congratulating me. Then she would tell me to go get her a soft pretzel and a Diet Coke, and I'd come back, she'd cut the position by a quarter. Why? Well, because discipline trumps conviction, and I'm conviction, and she's disciplined. Well, I've learned to amalgamate, and we're disciplined, and that was the right thing to do. Now, I will say this. I am anxious to buy back that 490, but there is no short-term fix to Meta because he told you.
Right.
Start your day with my outlook on the daily market every morning at 10:20 a.m. Visit CNBC.com/morningtake to access all the benefits of being a CNBC Investing Club member.
All opinions expressed by Jim Cramer on this podcast and in connection with the CNBC Investing Club are solely Cramer's opinions and do not reflect the opinions of CNBC, NBC Universal, or their parent company or affiliates, and may have been previously disseminated by Cramer on television, radio, internet, or another medium. No specific outcome or profit is guaranteed in connection with your reliance upon or other use of the content from Cramer. The opinions offered in connection with this podcast and the CNBC Investing Club are not an attempt to induce any particular trading behavior, investment, or strategy. You should be aware of the risk of loss in following any strategy or investment discussed in the content from Cramer. To view the full CNBC Investing Club disclaimer, please visit cnbc.com/investing club disclaimer.
You seek the key, but first, you must learn the ways of precision, craft, and performance with Acura's all-electric ZDX. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system up to a 313-mile range, and a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is their most powerful SUV yet. Unlock the energy when you visit Acura.com to order yours today.